Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Thousands of people ride the tracks line through downtown Salt Lake City every day. As they pass over the intersection of South Temple and 300 West, few realize that they are riding over a major archaeological discovery. During the construction of the tracks line in 1999, a worker noticed odd items in a trench and called in a state archaeologist, who identified them as human bone fragments. Work was halted while archaeologists uncovered the nearly complete skeleton of a Native American man. The grave was excavated in consultation with Native American tribes, and analysis showed that the bones were those of a male in his 60s who suffered severe arthritis, ate a lot of corn, and lived more than 1,000 years ago. Archaeological sites are not uncommon in Utah, but unearthing this human burial in downtown Salt Lake was a significant discovery. Further excavation by a research team from Brigham Young University uncovered several ancient pit houses, storage pits, fire hearths, and thousands of artifacts dating to 1,000 years ago. Pottery, bone needles, arrow points, and corn grinding tools provide clues about the Fremont people who lived in this spot. Animal bones found at the site, such as deer, rabbit, bison, and fish, provide information about the foods they ate and the surrounding environment. For example, the fish bones belong to a minnow that probably came from what is now called City Creek, which flowed adjacent to this prehistoric village. How many other Fremont villages lie beneath the modern hustle and bustle of Salt Lake? Archaeologists don't know, but there are likely many such sites along the Wasatch Front. Records from the earliest Mormon pioneers mention prehistoric sites from Brigham City south to St. George. For thousands of years, Native Americans found the Wasatch Front appealing for the very same reasons the pioneers did. Water, game, shelter, and soil suitable for farming made this area attractive for settlement long before 1847. Research and writing for this episode of the Beehive Archive were done by Ronald Rood. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.